This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. As if last year's heat dome and drought wasn't bad enough, this year brought weather challenges of its own, like the violent storms in eastern Washington this month that brought lightning, high winds, rain, and hail. Fairfield farmer and Washington Association of Wheat Growers board member Marcy Green says it was unlike anything she's ever seen, so it's a good thing they were insured.
Yes, it was. I'm very thankful. Like, we always kind of wonder, do we really need this? Because like I said, we've never had a hail claim on our farm, but we went ahead and got it, and I'm glad we did.
That said, it was still not a perfect scenario.
I mean, and yes, we have insurance, but insurance doesn't, you would rather harvest your crop because insurance doesn't bring you all the way back to where you would have been if you'd been able to harvest it.
And after last year, Green says expectations for this crop were very high.
The ones that got hit with hail, it's very discouraging. I mean, we had a very good crop out there. I mean, people were looking at record yields this year. And so to have those just disappear in an instant is very frustrating and discouraging. But that's how the farming game works, I guess.
The August 11th storm struck wheat, lentils, garbanzo beans, and other crops from Fairfield to Rockford particularly hard.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.